And you can hear in the background three blokes who are here in New Zealand to have some fun. Three great voices from three top bands, along with three guitars and a five-date acoustic tour of New Zealand. In studio with me, in Studio B here at RNZ National Auckland, Peter Howarth from the Hollies, Mick Wilson from 10cc and the Sweets, Pete Lincoln, and they've come together as frontmen. Hello.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Good day.
Great
good
to
day.
Have you in New Zealand.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, this is cool.
I want to stay here, see how the dog thing turns out.
I'm more worried about the sheep.
I left this part out. He taught the dog to drive a car and then went right around the world. And he thought, I could do one better than that. I'll teach him to fly a plane. Yeah. But, yeah, feel free to stick around as long as you like, guys.
Yeah. And he took his appendix out as well.
And this is not just three famous men from three famous bands who've decided to sort of get together for the first time. You guys have a bit of a performing relationship with each other, right?
Yeah, we met... We met first in the 90s as part of Cliff Richard's band, Sir Cliff Richard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in fact, the first time I toured with Peter and Mick was to New Zealand in 95 with Cliff.
Was it really?
Yeah. Mm. So,
Nice to have you back.
25 years. Yes, nice to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. By popular demand.
Good places, going to Auckland, Hamilton, New Plymouth, Palmerston North, and Wellington. And they're here to perform a live song for us. Peter, tell us about some of the songs that people might know from your back catalogue.
What, from the Hollies back catalogue? Yeah. Oh, well, they'll know. We were here actually in February, I believe. We were doing a tour here. We come here every couple of years because we love it. But, yeah, I mean, songs from the Hollies that you'll all know be He Ain't Heavy Is My Brother, of course.
Amazing song.
That I Breathe, Long Cool Woman, I'm Alive, Bus Stop.
You get through most of these in this tour?
No, the thing is we don't. We do a few of each band, really, because we can't do all the catalogues of all the bands.
Yeah.
So we just think we chose ones that seem to suit us for the moment. And the problem is choosing what to
leave out.
So that's the thing. So we just stick with the biggies, really.
Okay. Yeah. And how about you, Mick, from 10cc? What will people hear on tour?
Well, obviously the hits, I'm Not In Love, Dreadlock, and a couple of others. And, it's a good fun night, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Not In Love's a great song, eh?
It is. Yeah. And what's great about it with us is that everybody kind of knows this lush, multi-layered vocal thing, and obviously we can't do that, but it's nice just with three acoustics, and like most of the set, you realise what great songs they are because you're just listening to just the voices and just the three acoustic guitars just do them, you know,
yeah.
So it's a nice little insight to how they were written as well, I think.
Sounds really special. And Pete, from The Sweets, what are people listening out for from your set list?
Things like Fox on the Run, Lovers Like Oxygen.
On the Run's a great song.
Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we played Ballroom Blitz on this show when you announced the tour, actually.
Yeah.
It holds
good,
up, eh?
Yeah, it's good fun, yeah.
I got messages from people around New Zealand who were singing along and dancing, which I imagine happens at the show.
Yeah. Well,
can do,
know.
Yeah.
The thing is, like Mick just said, you know, we strip the songs right back to the bare bones, and it's and sometimes we have to switch them around a little bit, turn them on their heads to make them work acoustically, but it's great fun. People know all the songs.
Can I ask each of you to tell me a favourite moment from your musical career, a moment where you thought, wow, this is it? Pete, is that a tough question?
No, somebody asked me this recently, and one of a bizarre little highlight for me was where The Sweet were playing at the Clipsal in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
They have a concert there after the car race, and the Doobie Brothers were headlining it, and Pat Simmons asked me to go on stage at the end and sing Listen to the Music with the Doobie Brothers. So, and I was always a big Doobies fan.
Yeah.
And then when we came off stage, he put his arm around me and said, "You're an honorary Doobie now, man."
That is cool.
So that was
and that's another wicked song.
And that's
song.
A big name drop, but it was a great moment. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mick?
Ooh, I think it's a toss-up. Actually, when I first met Graham Gorman of 10cc, we were doing just an acoustic thing, actually, with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this little place in London. And he said...
Café Royal, it was.
Café Royal.
The Café Royal.
And he said, could you come in a little earlier on Saturday because Andrew's come over from America. And he wants to sing with us, you know. So we bowl up there and we walk into a room which is like about a third of the size of this. And Andrew Gold is sitting there. You know, and then I'll never forget sort of just sitting there listening to Andrew Gold teach us the harmonies to Never Let the Slip Away and Lonely Boy. And
yeah.
And it's nice. You
so
know,
so not, I'm not up in front of 30,000 people, but actually a really intimate moment
absolutely.
Where you get to meet a bit of a musical hero.
Absolutely, and, yeah. And we were just rehearsing together, you know, so there's no egos. It's just getting it right and you know, grinding it out and getting all the getting the chords right and getting the harmonies right, you
love
know.
Love it. Peter Howarth from the Hollies?
It's a difficult one. It really is hard. For me, it was the last night of a musical that I wrote that was... it went on tour in the UK. It was in the West End, but it eventually finished, and it finished in York. And I remember all my family being there, my mum, my dad, my brother, my sister, and all the people that have followed that musical for about 8 months around. All the people that knew it was on for the last night came to that
great.
Night in York. And I remember just... It was just an incredible night for me. And being something that I'd written with my writing partner and my family being there, and it was just an amazing night that I don't think I'll ever forget that. That, yeah. for me, was the moment.
And again, still available on DVD.
It's still available on DVD? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Actually, I will be able to sort somebody out if they want one.
And they all... And again, it's quite a personal story,
it
right?
Is,
it's
yeah.
about your family, your whānau, as we call it here in New Zealand, and people being yeah. around the people who mean
absolutely.
That much to you.
Absolutely. Having my mum, dad and all my family there for that was amazing. I mean, it's not always about playing to
no.
millions of people.
Mm.
Or,
yeah.
you know, we did a huge gig at the Brandenburg. That was the biggest
yeah.
gig I've done, I think,
yeah. Yeah.
that we did not long after we'd kicked off. And
mm-hmm.
yeah. I think Stefan got us a gig. He's got your gig on New Year's Eve.
New
Year's Eve, and it was...
the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin.
Yeah. A million people...
a million people on the street.
Yeah,
the
it was.
You know,
that was bizarre, but yeah. But moments that really hit home emotionally, I think for me, that's the one.
Yeah, cool. Thank you very much for those and for your honesty as well. I was really interested to know which one of these band songs you were going to play for us today, but you've done one better, and I think you're going to do a medley, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. It's the easiest way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saves
the
makes sense.
Okay, yeah. You've been listening to The Sweets, Pete Lincoln, Mick Wilson of 10cc fame, and Peter Howarth from The Hollies. They're touring New Zealand as frontmen, and they're performing for you right now. Thanks so much, guys. Can't wait.
One, two, three.
Stop, where did she? Is there I see? Please share my own breath. Bus stop, bus go, she stays low, grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. She would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the state of fright.
saw four faces. One man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit, but turned to each other.
So good. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
No worries.
Enjoy your time in New Zealand.
We'll do.